2 Samuel chapter 15. And it came to pass after this, that Absalom prepared for himself chariots and horses, and 50 men to run before him. And Absalom rose up early, and stood beside the way of the gate. And it was, that when any man that had a controversy came to the king for judgment, then Absalom called to him, and said, Of what city are you? And he said, Your servant is of one of the tribes of Israel. And Absalom said to him, Indeed, your matters are good and right. But there is no man appointed by the king to hear you. Furthermore, Absalom said, Oh, that I were made judge in the land, that every man who has any suit or cause might come to me, and I would do him justice. And so it was, that when any man came near to him to kneel before him, he put forth his hand, and took him, and kissed him. And in this manner Absalom acted towards all Israel who came to the king for judgment, so Absalom stole the hearts of the men of Israel. And it came to pass after 40 years, that Absalom said to the king, I ask you, let me go and pay my vow, which I have vowed to the Lord Jehovah, in Hebron. Because your servant vowed a vow while I lived at Geshur in Syria, saying, If the Lord Jehovah shall bring me again indeed to Jerusalem, then I will serve the Lord Jehovah. And the king said to him, Go in peace. So he arose, and went to Hebron. But Absalom sent spies throughout all the tribes of Israel, saying, As soon as you hear the sound of the trumpet, then you shall say, Absalom reigns in Hebron. And with Absalom went 200 men out of Jerusalem, who were called, and they went in their innocence, and they did not know anything that Absalom was planning. And Absalom sent for Ahithophel the Gilonite, David's counselor, from his city, even from Gilo, while he offered sacrifices. And the conspiracy was strong, because the people increased continually with Absalom. And there came a messenger to David, saying, The hearts of the men of Israel are after Absalom. And David said to all his servants that were with him at Jerusalem, Arise, and let us flee. Because we shall not escape from Absalom. Make speed to depart, lest he overtake us suddenly, and bring evil upon us, and strike the city with the edge of the sword. And the king's servants said to the king, Indeed, your servants are ready to do whatever my lord the king shall appoint. And the king went forth, and all his household after him. And the king left 10 women, who were concubines, to keep the house. And the king went forth, and all the people after him, and waited in a place that was far off. And all his servants passed on beside him. And all the Cherethites, and all the Pelethites, and all the Gittites, 600 men who came after him from Gath, passed on before the king. Then the king said to Ittai the Gittite, Why do you also go with us? Return to your place, and stay with the king, because you are a stranger, and also an exile. Since you came but yesterday, should I this day cause you go up and down with us? Since I go where I may, return, and take back your brothers. Mercy and truth be with you. And Ittai answered the king, and said, As the Lord Jehovah lives, and as my lord the king lives, surely in what place my lord the king shall be, whether in death or life, even there also will your servant be. And David said to Ittai, Go and pass over. And Ittai the Gittite passed over, and all his men, and all the little ones who were with him. And all the country wept with a loud voice, and all the people passed over, the king also himself passed over the brook Kidron, and all the people passed over, toward the road of the wilderness. And Zadok also, and all the Levites were with him, carrying the ark of the covenant of God, and they set down the ark of God. And Abiathar went up, until all the people had completed passing out of the city. And the king said to Zadok, Carry the ark of God back into the city. If I shall find favor in the eyes of the Lord Jehovah, he will bring me again, and show me both it, and his house. But if he says, I have no delight in you. Look, here I am, let him do to me as seems good to him. The king said also to Zadok the priest, Are you not a seer? Return into the city in peace, and your 2 sons with you, Ahimaaz your son, and Jonathan the son of Abiathar. Indeed, I will wait in the plain of the wilderness, until there comes word from you to certify me. Zadok therefore and Abiathar carried the ark of God back to Jerusalem, and they waited there. And David went up by the ascent of the Mount of Olives, and wept as he went up, and had his head covered, and he went barefoot. And all the people who were with him covered their heads, and they went up, weeping as they went up. And one told David, saying, Ahithophel is among the conspirators with Absalom. And David said, O Lord Jehovah, I ask you, turn the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness. And it came to pass, that when David had come to the top of the mount, where he worshipped God, that Hushai the Archite came to meet him with his coat torn, and earth upon his head. To whom David said, If you pass on with me, then you shall be a burden to me. But if you return to the city, and say to Absalom, I will be your servant, O king, as I have been your father's servant up to now, so I will now also be your servant, then you may defeat the counsel of Ahithophel for me. And have you not there with you Zadok and Abiathar the priests? Therefore it shall be, that whatever you shall hear out of the king's house, you shall tell it to Zadok and Abiathar the priests. Look, they have there with them their two sons, Ahimaaz Zadok's son, and Jonathan Abiathar's son. And by them you shall send to me everything that you can hear. So Hushai David's friend came into the city, and Absalom came into Jerusalem.